Hi, I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word. You know, we often see and we talk about blind men, and we perhaps even say to ourselves, you know, of all the physical abilities and the senses that I have, I would never want to lose my eyesight. It's such a wonderful thing to be able to see. In the Bible speaks not only of physical blindness, but it speaks of spiritual blindness as well, which is far worse than any physical inability of sight. In Ephesians 4:18, Paul writes and says, "Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart." In Romans 11:25, Paul writes and says, "For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in." Notice that in both of those passages, the writer of the Bible speaks of the blindness of men. And of course, other writers of the Bible do the same thing. It's interesting, the word that is used here for blindness is the word that means blindness, or it can also be used to mean hardness. And that's really what I want to key in on today, this idea of blindness, but the real root behind it to carry the idea of being hardened, hard. It's based on the original term, the root term, that means to harden or to callous. Like when you break a bone and the bone heals and it petrifies back and it's harder than it was before. And it's interesting because that same root word is used this way in the Bible. In Mark 6, verse 52, it says, "For they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened." And that is the root word that we finally get our word blindness from in the text. In Mark 8, verse 17, remember on one occasion Jesus asked the disciples about the true meat of the Father? And it says, "When Jesus knew it, he said unto them, Why reason ye because we have no bread? Perceive ye not, neither understand? Have you your heart yet hardened?" And notice he talks about the hardness of their heart, just like in Mark 6, where some had hardened their heart. And it's the same idea that is eventually translated as having a blind heart. Now, some lexicons actually give the definition of this word that it literally means to lose the power of understanding. So the point is that the hardening being spoken of here by the Bible is an issue of the heart, the biblical mind. And as a result of that, it is a salvational issue. We're talking about the callousing of the spiritual eyes. We're talking about the callousing of the spiritual heart. And I just want you to observe with me a few conclusions that I think are profound, not because I make them, but because they're made in the Bible on this issue of being blind and being hardened. For example, number one, it is sin that hardens or callouses the heart of man away from God. In 1 Timothy 2, verse 2, and I know Paul is using a different word here. Actually, Paul is going to use the word in this passage from which we get our English word cauterized. Paul says, "Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared or cauterized with a hot iron." And it's a different word, but the sense is the same. We, because of sin, if we indulge in sin and are afraid to give it up and we don't give it up and we stay in it, eventually we become calloused to whatever God would have to say. So number two, Satan uses that blinding, that hardening process to move us away from God where we have no relationship with God. In 2 Corinthians 4:4, Paul writes and says, "In whom the god of this world hath," here's the word, "blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." Notice that he hardens the heart of man so that man will not accept truth. Finally, let me give you this warning. It is possible to, just like you sear the skin and it loses feeling, it's possible for men to lose feeling toward God. They can become literally insensitive toward God to the point it's almost impossible to bring them back. In Hebrews 6, 4-6, the writer says, For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good Word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put Him to an open shame. As long as men stay addicted to sin, it's impossible for them to come back, because while they are addicted to sin and enslaved to sin, they remain calloused, hardened, blind toward God. Do not let Satan harden your heart away from God. Don't become blind. So, while it would certainly be sad to lose one's physical sight, it's even worse to lose one's spiritual sight. Don't be blind. That's been our word for the day. I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word.